Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks.
Today, on a special two-episode series of The Grave Talks, Inside the Overbrook Insane Asylum, a conversation with Ronald Koval. Ronald is a man who almost wasn't. At a very young age, he nearly died of suffocation, was declared dead, but miraculously came back to life and to live a very intriguing life. On his journey, he'd be drawn to work inside the famed Overbrook Insane Asylum during its operational years. He worked from 1988 to 1998. During his time there, he would experience countless shocking, haunting, and paranormal experiences that simply cannot be explained. From time warps to conversation to the patients who have already passed and much, much more. This is his story, spread throughout two episodes of The Grave Talks.
Well, it started when I was very young, when I was about, like 5 years old. An incident happened, but I didn't learn about the incident until I was about a little over 17 when I first got my driving permit.
Mm-hmm.
A family friend of my mother's called up one time and was talking with my mother. Her and her husband were being transferred from New Jersey to Florida for his job, and my mother wanted me to drive her to her house to visit with her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure. You know, I didn't have a license yet, but a learner's permit, and I was more than happy to drive.
Sure.
So we went for a ride. I took her there and got to the house. And when we went inside, I kind of recognized these people, but I haven't seen them in years. And then my mother was talking with the one lady, the gentleman's wife there, and they had coffee. And he said, well, you want coffee, whatever, we'll sit in the living room. I said, sure. As we went into the living room, sat down and drank the coffee, he said, did your mother ever tell you about the time I saved your life? I said, excuse me? He said, the time I saved your life? I said, no. So now I'm 17. He gets up from his chair, goes in the kitchen, and asks my mother if it's okay if he could tell me the story.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said, yeah, he's old enough now. You know, so I still have no idea what he's talking about.
Sure.
So he came back in, sat down, and he looks at me and he said to me, you were 5 years old at the time, you know, you were getting ready to go to start school in kindergarten. Your mother took you and your younger brother down to the barbershop, you know, get your hair cut. And we went down there, and those days they gave you a lollipop and a balloon or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got home, and of course, I have the lollipop in my mouth. And as we got home, I'm sitting there, and my mother was in the kitchen, as I recall back then. And what happened was, I guess I lost consciousness. My mother found me on the floor. I was turning blue. The lollipop had broken off from the stem and lodged in my throat.
Mm.
My mother is not a good one for dramatic things like that. She went to get the neighbor. When she went there, I was lucky enough, the gentleman that was telling me this was home with his wife. He came over, got a hold of me, looked at my throat. He couldn't reach it. So he went into the kitchen. This is what he's telling me.
Yeah.
Took a small spoon and bent the end of it a little bit, wet it, held me upside down, and reached back slowly and popped it out. At the same time, they were calling an ambulance back then.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, he was trying to revive me. The ambulance pulled up. Then I guess the paramedics came in along with the police, and they looked at me and they told the guy to stop, you know, and he said, he's gone. Just stop. You know?
Yeah.
And he asked him for the oxygen, and they said, no, there's no use with the oxygen. He said, then he got a little aggressive verbally, and then they gave him the oxygen, and the police told him to give it to him. Mm-hmm. And it can't hurt nothing. So they put the oxygen mask on me, and that was about it. They lift me up and were taking me outside and into the ambulance. As they were taking me out, he told me that the gentleman was starting to take the sheet or the blanket and put it over my head.
Oh, my gosh.
And they got into a brawl over that because my mother was next door. And he says, for God's sakes, his mother's next door. She don't want to see this.
Yeah.
You know. And so they took me out in the ambulance, and of course my mother and the lady next door and them, they followed. The gentleman who was with me stayed with me for the ambulance ride, and we're going there. Now we're getting closer to the hospital, is he telling me, and the next thing they said was to get on the little radio, and he says, we have a five-year-old coming in as a DOA, you know. And as we're turning towards, he said, the hospital, next thing he know, we heard this strange gas come out of me, and boom, I sat up like a bullet and grabbed his leg. And he said he almost flew to the roof of the ambulance. And he said, next thing you know, I'm looking back and forth and everything. they rushed me in. The guy got on the microphone and told me, cancel the DOA. They got me in there, checked me out and everything. Just then my mother arrived with the police and everything. And they were going to head to the morgue. And he stopped them and said, no, he's over in the corner over here. So after that, to make a very long story short, I stayed overnight for observation and was released the next day. They said the reason that I made it is because the oxygen mask that was on me was still feeding oxygen into my system. Mm-hmm. So there was never a loss of oxygen.
Yeah.
But my heart rate was very low and where you couldn't even hardly hear it.
Yeah.
And so what happened after that, as things changed, as I went into school and things started happening, I think it was even in second grade or whatever, I can't recall back when exactly, but we had a contest where the girls would draw a picture of a doll or whatever, and the boys would draw a car, and the teacher would grade it over the weekend. Now, I drew the car, whatever, and they drew the doll. And I came back on Monday. When I came back in, I noticed on the desk, he made like little trophies for the best ones. And I noticed on this little trophy was a drawing of my car cut out and taped or whatever onto this trophy.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and he asked me, where did you learn about this? Because I was a young child then. And I told him, I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah. He said, he talked to the science teacher and he wanted to know, he said, because this thing is aerodynamic. Where it was like a vet back then. Mm-hmm. Very sleek and designed with the tail in the back and everything. I said, I have no idea. It just came to me. And then other things started to occur. We just got a new TV. And it was an old one of those 14-inch black and white TV with the antenna, mm-hmm. which with a remote control, which I was the remote control.
Uh-huh.
And so my neighbor came in, friend of mine, you know, we're going to go to school, and I'm showing him this thing, the new TV, and he said to me, oh, that's nice. I told him, I said, you know, one day they're going to have TVs that are going to be on the wall like a picture. Well, you could just talk to him and they'll come on.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes, oh, get out of here, you know. But at that time, we used to hang around a church in Newark and play around there. And the same church I used to go to. And the one pastor of the church was friends with him and his family. I really didn't know him that well. Mm-hmm. One day we're out there playing, the pastor came out, talked to my friend. And he asked him, he said, who's this? He goes, oh, this is Ron. He goes, oh, this is the one you're talking about? He said, yeah. He pulled me to the side along with another priest and talked to me. He says, he was a very strong Italian accent. Where are you getting these ideas from? Is somebody telling you these things about TVs and different things I might have mentioned in that? And I said, no, they just come to me. And then he started to throw in the holy stuff. He said that this is the devil's work that has put this in your head.
Yeah.
There is never going to be no TVs on the wall.
How is that the devil's work? I mean, you're just talking about, like, this might happen someday, you know?
That's what I'm saying. And it's so... You know, growing up as a kid, you're told to, with a priest, let alone the pastor, the minister, whatever, you supposed to respect them and everything else like that. You don't argue. You know?
Yeah.
That was it. That was law. So I said, oop, okay, you know, I'm going to go to hell, you know? So as when things went on, I kind of felt things, knew things were going to happen. Kind of knew it when certain things happened, like even when... people were passing away. I knew when to call or what was going to go on, but kept it to myself. Learn to control it and pull it in, you know. So following what I was told.
Yeah.
And for years this went on. So what happened was, long story short, me and friends of mine who all got out of the military close to the same time, all hanging around. And one day we're sitting in a restaurant, we're hanging out, and I said to him, you know, we all got to get a job, man. You know, we got to do something because we're turning into bums, you know. Sure. So everybody half went to air conditioning, went to this and that type of job. Me, I went into a barber. I want to be a barber or a hairdresser. So I was told that a hairdresser is equivalent to a barber. You learn everything, you know. Mm-hmm. So I went to school there and did that and graduated from there, you know, and I even met my wife there. And so we went back. We got married, moved back and forth to Arizona, then back to New Jersey. You know, because mm-hmm. that's in the family. Make sure. A long story short, we were living in Arizona. We were leaving it, and we went back to New Jersey. I got a job right away in JCPenney's hair salon in New Jersey, and I heard of openings at Overbrook Asylum. You know, I knew Overbrook existed for a long time. Everybody did in that area.
Yeah.
And so I was told about it by a customer who came in who worked there for a lot of years. And they said, yes, they're looking for male attendants. I said, that's not too bad. And I said, what does the job require? And they said, you know, you assigned like five patients to take care of and that and everything. And I said, what are the hours? She says, from 7 to 3, you get paid lunch and everything. I said, wow, it's not too bad, you know. So I said, well, let me go and fill out an application. I went, I filled out an application, mm-hmm. and the one doctor I talked with there, he said to me, he goes, why would you want to have a job working here when you can have a job what you're doing now? This is a massive difference.
Yeah.
I said, well, if I can help somebody, and I said, and he just handed me a piece of paper. He said, write down here in one sentence why you want to be here and what would bring you here.
Yeah.
And I just wrote down. I said, we're our brother's keeper. And he looked up at me and he said, you're hired.
Wow.
And that was it. And he said, come back in a week or so. We're starting classes. You have mm-hmm. to go for training.
Yeah.
Came back. I didn't leave my other job. I took a leave of absence.
Mm-hmm.
Went there in case something didn't work out. I had my back.
Sure, sure.
But I got there, and it was we really didn't get involved with patients right then. You just went directly right to classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on how to deal with different patients, psychiatric patients, and what to expect, and the possibilities of danger and whatever. And how to work as a team and everything to protect yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it lasted for 2 weeks, and we got through there. Now you're like on a 90-day probation period,
mm-hmm.
where if they didn't like you whatsoever, they can just, you're gone. You know?
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.